From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. In a much-awaited address to the nation, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe on Sunday did not resign, despite calls from his own party to do so. Hours before his speech, his party, ZANU-PF, installed the former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who Mugabe dismissed 2 weeks earlier as the party's new chief. Earlier, the party had dismissed Mugabe as its chief. Party leaders have also expelled Mugabe's wife, Grace, the leader of the ZANU-PF Women's League, from membership in the ruling party. Zimbabwe's military intervened last week, seizing institutions in apparent opposition to Mugabe naming his unpopular wife as his successor. Southern African leaders will be discussing the political crisis in Zimbabwe at a meeting of the Southern African Development Community in Luanda, Angola, on Tuesday. On Saturday, thousands of exuberant Zimbabwean demonstrators flooded the streets of Harare. Some of them marched toward the president's official residence, and nationwide protests calling for his resignation. Police in Okinawa are investigating a fatal traffic accident involving a 61-year-old man and a U.S. Marine. Police say the man died when his vehicle and the serviceman's truck collided. The Okinawa police confirmed that the Marine's breath test had an alcohol level 3 times the legal limit. At least 15 people have died in a stampede in a village in southern Morocco. It happened Sunday as a local association was distributing food aid in a market. This is VOA News.